Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, is the way sports talk radio should be. Hell the yeah. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM 83, however you may be listening. Rob Parker, what's up?
What's happening? Hey, Alex.
Rob.
We got breaking news. Can we have it?
You ready for it?
Yes, here we go.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
All right, maybe it's not that breaking, but Chris, the baseball podcast Inside the Parker that you never miss.
Yes.
Is back to weekly starting tomorrow.
Wow.
Thanks to the people at Blue Moon.
It's starting today, Rob. It's already up.
It's already up. It's available right now, wherever you get your podcasts, Inside the Parker, the Hall of Fame edition, and the people at Blue Moon, big sponsor of the podcast. And Chris, we are live every week. And what I mean live, you know what I mean. We got a fresh new
tapes.
Podcast. Yeah, every week. No, live. Every week. Normally, you got to wait till the start of the baseball season. We do it monthly in the off season, but every week starting right now. There we go.
I can't wait. Because I never miss
the
inside the parker. No, that's great. That's great.
That's great news. Great news, definitely.
Yes, how you doing today? Greg Jenny. I'm great, man. I'm great. Of course, did First Things First earlier. So all you listeners, we're on every day as well, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. Pacific. Myself, Nick Wright, and Kevin Wiles, my co-host. So check us out.
Is Greg Jennings still peddling that stuff, or was he not?
Greg is doing his stuff. Jamie. He is. Greg is on all week with us, and he'll join us at the bottom of this hour. Yeah, he's standing by his Daniel Jones statement that he's a top 10 quarterback. We can get on him about that today.
I feel bad for
Greg. About 25
like,
minutes.
Like, well, we
yeah,
get,
he,
we
he
have
won't
water.
Let it go.
Just let it go, Greg. It's
I'm
okay.
going to give him 10, too. Because he asked us on the spot to name 10, but I'll give him 10. But anyway, let's get into this thing. We got the iCouple crew in the house. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the Worship Wednesday. Super producer Rob G in the house and on the update.
Hey.
Our man, the loquacious Brian Finley. All right, Rob, and I'm going to bring in Rob G in to kind of explain this story. But Micah Parsons tweeted or responded to a tweet. Rob G, give us the summary. Because some people are saying, was he taking a shot at his quarterback, Dak Prescott? Here we go.
It certainly sounded like a shot at Dak Prescott. Well, it got started, though, with some comments by Bills general manager Brandon Bean, which we'll get to later in the show. But what he basically said was, Brandon Bean, that is that there's a reason why the four teams left in the postseason are there, and it's because they have quarterbacks on rookie deals, so allow them to build around those guys. He specifically mentioned the Cincinnati Bengals with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. While Micah Parsons shared the video with the following caption, besides Mahomes, every team in the Final Four QB is on a rookie deal and surrounded by talent! Exclamation point. Interesting take.
Now, look, is that just him, the football fan, and him saying, wow, I didn't realize that? Or, Rob, do you think he's taking a shot at his quarterback? His quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I can't read into it. I don't know. You know what I mean? Interesting. Of course, they just lost, and Dak is making a boatload of money, so you want to put the dots together. But the whole argument doesn't even work for me when you have to say, except for Patrick Mahomes. So you know, like if all four quarterbacks, then maybe you could have a, except for Patrick Mahomes, who's making $50
million. I mean, that's a pretty good range.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that that's the formula or that, I don't know, Tom Brady wasn't on no rookie contract when he was
but
winning
he
those Super
less
Bowls.
Money.
Yeah, but not that much. He wasn't making a pauper's wage. He still was making a lot of money.
But he took
money.
A little less, as is Patrick Mahomes.
But
a little
not,
less
but
than
not,
they could have got.
But not.
No, they
but
weren't.
Not.
They were making good money. I'm
let's
not. But I'm
let's
just
not
saying,
make it. They're not they making what those other three quarterbacks the, are. Is
they,
what I'm
no,
saying.
But they didn't set the market with their salary.
But Tom Brady's salary is not what Brock Purdy's salary
no,
is.
No,
that's
no.
what I'm trying
well,
to
hey,
say.
Neither that, is Jalen Hurts or Joe Burrow.
Exactly.
When Brock Purdy was the last player drafted.
So I mean, it's a nice thing to throw out there and use that as your, that's a look, this is what works or whatever. It doesn't always work out that way. And maybe it is a shot. I don't know. It wasn't. If it is, it's veiled. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. If he were to say, nah, I didn't mean it like that. I just thought it was an interesting thing. I would have to buy into it because it wasn't directly, if it said, look at these quarterbacks who are making too much money and this is the reason why their teams didn't win. And he checked that and Dak was on the list, then maybe I would buy into that more. Dak wasn't mentioned, so I don't look at it that way.
Yeah, I don't want to put words into his mouth or try to read his mind unless it's just so blatant that it's obvious. I think, though, Rob, the more interesting point is kind of what you brought up. Is this the formula to win? Now, it seems like the predominant thought around the league, Rob, whether inside the league or just pundits and outsiders or insiders who cover the league, is that the way to do it is to get a good rookie, a good young quarterback while he's on his rookie deal. He's not making a lot of money, build a great team around him and try to win during that 4 or 5 year window. I agree with you in that that is not like the obvious formula. Last year, who won the Super Bowl? Matthew Stafford. He was making a lot of money.
He was, he was making a ton of money.
Right.
But see, when the people make that argument, they don't go back to say, oh, not only is he making a lot of money, Chris, they gave up a boatload of draft picks. You know what I mean? Like, to get this guy.
Right. Now, their future, it doesn't look that bright. But still, he was making a ton of money when they won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady didn't take as much as he could have gotten. So that does leave more money. When he was in Tampa Bay and won it, Patrick Mahomes was still on his rookie scale when he won the Super Bowl. Brady beat Jared Goff. Jared Goff, I believe, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, was still on his rookie scale when he went to the Super Bowl. I know he had gotten the contract, but I don't think it had kicked in yet. Nick Foles obviously wasn't making a ton of money. Carson Wentz was the guy that led him to the first 13 games. He was still on his rookie scale. So I don't think it's cut and dried, Rob, but I do. When you look at a lot of the quarterbacks that have won the last several Super Bowls, they were either not making a lot of money. Foles, this year's group, we'll see if any of them win it other than Mahomes. Mahomes, when he won it, heck, Jimmy G was making pretty good money.
Let me give you some numbers.
Of the other ones, even Brady and Mahomes now even, aren't making, like, they didn't take every last dollar that they could have gotten.
2 years ago when Brady won the Super Bowl with the Bucs, he took up 13.9% of the cap, Chris. That was the highest
amount of all time. He was making, what, 25? Was it 25?
What,
million?
It was 13.9.
I think he was getting 25 million.
Total number and cap percentage are two different things. That's the big thing.
Right. Right. It's not just a number. It's the percentage of the cap. So he had 13.9. Last year, Stafford had 10.69. And for reference, Josh Allen, Chris, this year has 7.9 for the Bills. So I just don't.
Well, Allen, yeah, his contract's going to kick in next year.
Right. So I don't even know what the extension. GM is talking about.
We'll get to him. For them. He was making up an excuse. But, Rob, here's my ultimate point. I do think, and I've said this before, I do think they should be the highest paid players in the league. But I think the gap between what they make and what the other position players make is way too much, way too big. This is the ultimate team sport. I don't care how good the quarterback is. He can't do it without a good offensive line in most cases. He can't do it if he don't have a great offensive line, a la Joe Burrow. He got great receivers. He's got some really good running backs. You got a good defense. Like, I just think, and I'm not hating. I mean, it's fine. But I just think the quarterback is not that much more important, that much more, twice as important, essentially, as all the other players. That's my point. I just think it's out of whack. And I do think these teams would have an easier time building better rosters if the quarterback wasn't making so much money. Now, again, I'm not saying they shouldn't be the highest paid, Rob, but I'm just saying I think the gap is too big.
I do not. I think the quarterbacks deserve all that they can get because the one thing, Chris, and I get all the other parts of the game, and we get that all the time. If you don't have an offensive line, if you don't have a running back, or, if you can't run the football, or if you don't have a leaky defense, it's going to be hard to win ultimately. But one thing that is for sure, if you don't have a quarterback and half the league is looking to improve or upgrade at quarterback, that's why it's the most valuable position. Because sometimes you feel like you could plug people in. A perfect example was The Bengals were missing three starting offensive linemen, and they went up there and dominated the game. Other guys came in, and they held it together. Chris, they might not be able to hold it together for a whole season, you know what I mean, missing three offensive linemen. But other guys stepped in, and they were still able to dominate. You take Joe Burrow out of that game, you're not winning that game in Buffalo.
I would agree with that. But
that's why I believe the quarterbacks
and the money. I do think they're the most important. Okay. I agree with you on that. But yeah. I just think the gap. I mean, Joe Flacco, was he the best player on that team? Nick Foles.
He had a run of 11. I know. And Chris, I get it. But it's also, there's a lot of things that comes with being the quarterback. When they have the camera shot of the game, who's the camera on? Who's the face of the franchise? Most of the time, it's the quarterback. He gets most of that stuff, and there comes a responsibility. He's supposed to lead the team. There's all kinds of other things. I don't think it's out of whack. Maybe just the money, but them being
that's
the
what
highest
I'm talking
paid,
about. Yeah.
Yeah, them being
oh,
the
I
highest
agree.
Paid. No question for me.
I agree that they should be the highest paid generally, but hey, if the quarterback is Jimmy Garoppolo, as much as we may like him, should he be the highest paid? When you got Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel and guys like that, I just think it is in general they can be the highest paid, but I do think it's the gap is too big. But let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Do you think that quarterbacks make the gap between the quarterbacks and what the rest of the players make is too wide? I say yes. Rob says no. What say you?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results. tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Here's how. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place, folks. It's terrific. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. All right, quarterbacks, they getting too much, big a chunk of the money or not? Your thoughts.
And Chris, just the thing. This season, Patrick Mahomes accounts for 17.2% of the Chiefs' cap. But he's worth every penny. Where would they be without him? And I think your issue isn't with just quarterbacks getting paid. It's whether or not it's the right or wrong quarterback who's getting paid. So if it's Dak, mistake. If it's Kyler, mistake. You know, like, I think that's probably where you see some of these and go, I don't know if that really adds up or makes sense. Is that fair or no?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to say, because, you know, now, Rob, you know, generally, you know how it works. The guy that's next up gets the most money, whether he's really worth it or not. So, yeah, maybe that needs to stop. Because obviously, maybe, I got no issue with Mahomes. I mean, he's one of the best ever. But I still think, the huge gap is a bit, and like you said, maybe it's just with Garoppolo and Dak and Kirk Cousins and guys like that.
Yeah, like that. I think that might be where you look at it like that and maybe have an issue. All right, let's go to Russell. In Baltimore, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Russell?
Hey, guys. I couldn't agree with Rob more. I think they deserve every penny that they have to get. Joe Burrow, not only has he transformed the team, he's increased the value of the team. And Kyler Murray, that was a total disaster. So these teams have to get smarter in knowing right. who they need to pay and not. And one last thing I want to say, and our owner is, in my opinion, he's good in business, but he's a very foolish man. If he don't pay Lamar, we're getting ready to be the also-rans, and we won't be making the playoffs every year. So these quarterbacks deserve every penny, the ones that are leaders, the ones who put in the work, and the ones who are great, like Lamar. Thanks a lot, guys.
Lamar's won 75% of his games. He could, whatever
and,
you want
and
to...
that's only a handful of guys.
Right. It's not everybody, but right. definitely. Russell, good call. Appreciate you. Chris, in Minneapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I think they're overpaid altogether. I'm looking at just Kirk Cousins. It's ridiculous. If we didn't pay him so much, maybe we could have paid defensive guys. But again, it's. I think you did a good job, Rob, when you reiterated just before I got on. It is got to be more subjective to who you're paying.
Right. I believe that.
I think they are overpaid as far as the other positions because prime example of what happened to the Vikings. If they would have had a defense, they might still be playing right now.
Yeah, so but you know what? But let me say the
mediocre defense.
But let me say this though, Chris. It was a couple years ago that they had a great defense, but no quarterback, and that's why they went out. And is that not true, Chris? And went out and got it. They needed a quarterback.
They had, They've had Kirk Cousins for a long time. Case Keenum won
I know, but I'm saying
they're further.
Yes, they believe they needed somebody to go further than that in case Keenum couldn't do it, Chris. And that's why, remember, that's why he got the three-year, $75 million guaranteed deal from Minnesota. They thought they were just a quarterback away.
But they weren't, though.
That's the point that's, like, glaring out there. They weren't. They paid him all that money.
But I'm just saying, but they did, and they had a good defense.
It should probably be more, like you said, subjective, Rob.
Yeah, and if
you're a great quarterback, you're going to get the huge money. But if you're a good quarterback just because you're up, that don't mean you're going to be the highest paid.
We both thought.
That's what they should really bring it to.
We both thought that Kyler Murray pushed the envelope. He had to do a tantrum in the offseason, Chris, and they bent.
Yeah.
And remember we said we should wait. Yeah. Wait one more year. It's coming off that terrible playoff game, and they had tanked in the season. You remember? Right. They started out 7-0.
Yep.
Ned in San Francisco, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, Ned? Fellas? How you doing?
Doing good. Man, good.
On average, these NFL teams are worth $3 billion. I say they need more. Pay everybody more. Raise the salary cap drastically. I feel you, but
they have a salary cap.
No, I'm saying raise the salary cap. If the players want to,
that's a whole other discussion of what the players' union is going to stand up for. But right now, they have a cap.
Yeah, they don't have lifetime health care. They're putting their bodies on the line, man. Pay these people as much as they can. Listen, I agree on this.
We agree with all that.
We agree. It's ridiculous in the NFL.
They should be paid more than any. If anybody should have health care and guaranteed
they need health care
and football players.
Lifetime, Chris. Lifetime health care. And they should have it. It's ridiculous that they don't. Let's go to Jax in Kansas City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
Hey, what up, bro? Appreciate you taking my call. bless my brother. You know, here's my thing. There's no question that these quarterbacks, when they're on those rookie deals, I mean, you even look at, to me, a Tom Brady, they win, what, two out of three in the first couple years, and then he went a whole decade after he got his contract without winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
And having Giselle make over $100 million a year helped him eventually be able to say, you know what, I don't got to take all the money off the table. Y'all keep some of that and go sign some more players.
Yeah, but the only Jax, this is the only issue I have with that. It sounds good, but Jax, can you admit that there are bad GMs who could also spend money on bad defensive players and players who don't work out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I say that's the favorite thing. The thing I love the most about Brett Veach and Andy here in Kansas City is that they have proven that their evaluation of talent is what's helping this organization continue to be at the top of the ranks, because they keep finding players that other people didn't even find. Or, you know, we got five rookies playing in our defensive backfield right now. You know, so that.
Yeah, y'all might pay for that.
Yeah, I was going to say this year might not work out. But let me say this too, Jax.
Cool, because
Jax,
they're going to grow and get better. You think when they're on their rookie deal still 3 years from now, now you can still be bringing in other talent at other positions because you got a solid pack of defensive players that are on their third year that haven't gotten big paid yet. You know,
but it moves around. But Jax, here's the other issue. The Patriots, you talk about, people always bring up Tom Brady, right? And remember, they used to cut players a year early rather than, right, and not pay guys. Remember, Richard Seymour didn't get paid there. Lawyer Malloy didn't get paid there. They would use the guys up when it was their turn to get compensated. They didn't get to stick around or they didn't get the deals that they thought they were going to get from the Patriots. So I get it. Tom Brady took less, but everybody says he didn't have any big-time receivers other than Randy Moss. He was playing with guys from 7-Eleven. So if you're saving money on the quarterback, it's got to go back into the team. That's all I'm saying. If not,
what are you doing? I totally agree with that. That's my point. All right, we got Greg Jennings coming up. We'll ask him about this, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We got the Super Bowl champion, the Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's up, Greg?
What's happening?
Are you ready for the day? Are you ready?
We going to get to that. We got a surprise
for you. I might be standing outside your room right now, Rob. You say something smart, I'm gonna come and see you.
Come on. With that Schmedium T-shirt on.
Rob,
that's all right.
He buys boy size 12
exactly
shirts that he busts out of. But Greg, we were just talking about how there was an article written or somebody commented on how these four quarterbacks who remain are on their rookie deals. The one who isn't is Patrick Mahomes. And when he won his Super Bowl, he was on a rookie deal. And I was saying how I do think the gap between the quarterbacks, if it's a Mahomes or somebody like that, that's one thing. But the gap generally between a quarterback and what everybody else makes, I think is too big. Especially when it's these mediocre or just good quarterbacks. What's your thought on that? I think the receivers, the linemen, whoever,
and I,
you want,
and
whatever
I think
position,
the quarterback should get paid.
It should be closer
as,
to what the quarterback
is. As long as you're being
is.
Selective and not just giving anybody who's a quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a good quarterback and your franchise guy, you got to take care of him.
Yes. Chris, I'm with you. I'm with you for a couple reasons. Like, so first and foremost, the quarterback, we all understand that you got to have a good quarterback to even pretty much have a chance. But what allows a quarterback to thrive is what you put around that quarterback. So you have to value what you put around the quarterback just as you value the quarterback. Because if you had all the pieces and no quarterback, then it's like, okay, yeah, let's find a guy, let's pay him, whatever. But if you have all the pieces and you're missing a left tackle or you don't have that number one receiver, you're going to want to try to find that piece. Pay that person. Like the job that Tyreek Hill has done this year, what he did for Tua, what A.J. Brown did for Jalen Hurts and is doing, what Christian McCaffrey has done for the San Francisco 49ers, like it matters. Like you can't sit here and say, oh, they're less value than the quarterback because they are running backs or they're expendable. We can find a guy like that. I think that's kind of a false narrative that, oh, running backs are a dime a dozen or you can find a receiver anywhere. No, you cannot. Not that fits what you're trying to do. If that were the case, then you would have one every single year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's depending on who the quarterback is, and I think what you said first was right. Without a quarterback, you almost have no shot. I don't care how good your offensive line is. I don't care how good your defense is. And you know you're in Minnesota. The Vikings thought they had a defense, and they went out and got Kirk Cousins, right, and gave him a three-year, $75 million guaranteed contract because they thought he was going to be the missing piece, right?
Yep.
But Brock Purdy, Mr. Relevant, could win a Super Bowl. Mike, we'll see.
Well, it's different with when you talk about San Francisco, because when I'm calling games, I have this opportunity to sit down with them and talk to not only the head coach, but even John Lynch, and just the philosophy of how you build a team. It was, they had a strategy, like they wanted to build it inside out, and then understand that the quarterback is something that you want right away, but if you have that piece before everything else, that expiration date for the quarterback comes up, and then you have to lose everything else. So they were of the mindset that, okay, let's make sure we get everything else and get depth, and then make sure we find our quarterback along the way. And it's worked out tremendously. You see them with extreme depth, interior out, like, and it's worked for them. It's why they're able to put a quarterback that we feel like any quarterback can plug and play. And it sounds crazy, but that's the system that they've created.
Did you ask Shanahan?
Here comes.
Yeah, you already know why he's in the last three playoff losses. He's been outscored 46-0. And he can't win any big games. So how about that? But anyway, Greg, let's go here. I want to take you to task over your Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones. I want
you did some research.
I want you to step down. Just step down and admit that you were wrong. And you know what? You wanted to give the guy credit, which is fine, and said he was a better player and he improved a ton. But you misspoke when you said he was a top 10 quarterback. And just admit it. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, Greg, or you're not a great NFL analyst, or there's something wrong because you got it. Chris is wrong almost every other day. We love him on the show.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that, Rob. I'll give you that. I'll step back a little bit, and I'll reflect a little bit, and then I'm reminding myself of what I said. And I will double down
on the
fact that Danny Dimes is a top 10 quarterback moving forward. In matter of fact, I will pose it to you like this, like I posed to Chris and everyone on the FTF table. If you had to start a franchise, would you start a franchise with 10 other quarterbacks before Danny Dimes?
See, now you're changing it a little bit.
No, I'm not changing it. That's
because before it was he's a top 10 quarterback. It wasn't
you just
that
said
to
that
start
about
a
starting
with,
a team, Greg. That we can play the tape.
He's a top.
You said he's a top 10 quarterback now. That has nothing because you know what? You were eliminating people who had great years the year before. You said it. We're talking about the present day, not about last year, not about somebody's resume. So now you're throwing him into the future. So we're not talking
Greg,
about that.
I'm going to give you
right
15
here and right
guys.
Now. Chris will list 15 guys who are better than Daniel Nichols.
I'm not going to sit here and take this abuse.
Yes, you are.
Like,
you're an odd couple. You will take 3,000
miles away from Rob. He can talk his trash.
What you guys are saying is biblical. Like, that's not going to happen. You're not going to
Chris has a Bible in his back pocket. It is biblical.
But really, Greg, obviously Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Hurts, Lamar, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert. But here's Jared Goff, Derek Carr.
No, wait.
Matt Stafford.
Let's stop.
Which one of them is he better than?
Come on now. Like here we go. So you're This is with quarterbacks that are playing, you can't list. I'm not saying Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford didn't even play. Why are we? I'm not going.
He's not going to play next year.
We don't know. Is he? Is he going to be healthy?
Yes. Greg, just take the L.
I'm not taking the L.
I know
take the L,
man.
What I want you guys to do is document this. And you've not heard this from anyone. And so moving forward, when you see Danny Dimes be what I've said he is, I don't want to hear nothing but, Greg, you were right.
Greg, all it's right. funny because the last time you said that, you told us not to get on the bandwagon once Danny Dimes beats the Eagles. Don't be looking to get on the bandwagon. And we saw that debacle, all right? So we remember the last time we were supposed to not.
Save your little threats. I said they had a chance. I'm giving them a chance. None of us saw them just
we have to get back to
like
the
that.
Tape. Because I don't know. You know how you just say that.
You were like, don't.
I said he was a top 10 quarterback going forward.
Right.
To start a team with now. I said they had a check. I don't know. We got to check
Come
the
on,
tape,
Greg. You're all over.
I think you're playing fast and loose with the facts.
We'll get the tape for your next appearance, and we'll play it so that you can hear your own
I'm
words.
I'm not coming on anymore.
Okay. What?
What are you saying? I'm not going to be disrespected like this. I'm not going to tolerate this.
Hey.
That is our man, Mr.
Right.
Universe. You see why we love him. Great stuff, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right.
More Odd Couple coming your way. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right, Shekel City. Always a possibility to make those couple shekels into many shekels. Last night was a rough night. One and two last night. Got the games right, just didn't get the scores right. So I would should have been 2-1. The Nuggets won, but Chris, it was 1.5 at the Pelicans. And they only won by one. So I needed another point there. Would have been 2-1 night. But anyway, here we go for tonight. Shekel City. I got the Bucks -12.5. Nobody's playing for the Nuggets, I don't think, tonight. Crazy again. Bucks -12.5. That's my best bet. Also have the Kings -2.5. They host the Raptors, which, Chris, I don't know what the Raptors are. And the Spurs are in L.A. tonight here. I got the Lakers -7.5. Lakers coming off a spanking by the Clippers, so I think they bounce back. And the Spurs are just what the doctor ordered. So Bucks -12.5, Kings -2.5, and the Lakers -7.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. There you have it, Rob Parker. Rob, have you heard about the new rule for the NBA All-Star game? How, you know how usually the captains pick who are the highest vote getters in each conference? They pick among the remaining All-Stars. They pick their own team, regardless of conference. It's been great, right? They've done it on Inside the NBA on TNT. It's been very entertaining and all that. Well, this year, they're doing away with that, and they're still going to pick their teams, but they're going to do it on the court right before the game, like if you were at a park, right, and you pick inside. So what are your thoughts on this?
gimmick. It's just, I don't know what that is, but they all gimmicks,
but just, I like it.
I don't know, okay, so I guess they're having, are they just wearing their own uniforms? It's going to be predetermined how the uniform's going to look, who's wearing what. It just seems like it's a lot to do.
You can have two uniforms for each player.
Everybody ready to go? Yeah, and then send the other ones to a third world country after it's all over. No, I'm just saying.
Why are you so negative? Just because your Hall of Fame is now the Hall of Fame of so-so, fair to middling.
Did you listen to the podcast already? Did you hear me crying? You'll need Kleenex.
No, we were on the show together last night. So
yes.
You don't like this?
It just sounds gimmicky.
It is a gimmick.
Every year it's something different. I don't know why they feel that way. Just go out, play a nice game. Don't shoot a million threes. Just play. Don't try to hurt anybody. Just play a basketball game. They play basketball in the offseason, Chris. They play. You can play without going crazy and getting hurt. You don't have to just hoist up threes every shot.
Well, the games have gotten better, at least in the fourth quarter. When we were younger, Rob, the games were fairly competitive, right? I mean,
they resembled real basketball.
Like now, it got to a point a few years ago where they weren't even real basketball games. It was just I shoot a three, you shoot a three, or if I decide to drive, there's not going to be anybody there to defend me. I got a wide open dunk. I think they've gotten better with the last few years because of the rules some of the rule changes they've had. So that's been good. But I'll tell this to the NBA, and I'm fine with this little schoolyard thing y'all going to do with the All-Star game. But, Rob, if they want to make a change I think Adam Silver should make is at the end of the season, before the playoffs, but between the end of the regular season and the playoffs, have a show on television where you announce the award winners on the show, the MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, all that. And you can have them as guests, probably via satellite or remote, but they're guests on the show. I think, Rob, that would be great. And I also think it would eliminate the notion that some people have that, well, the playoffs should be included in the voting or are included, which they're not. All right, 2 hours left.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.